We're doing Drashot Aran, and we're holding page Yud in the Machon Shalem edition, page Yud Gimel in the Mishor edition of Drashot Aran. In the beginning of the paragraph, they had tshuva in the answer. The Ran had really questioned, by what right am I going to discuss creation when really you're not supposed to discuss Maaseh Bereishit. So the answer, says the Ran, that tshuva, ki kol ma she'anu medabrim b'maaseh bereishit, that all that we're going to discuss with regard to creation, v'chol ma she'evinu bo hachachamim kulam, and everything that all the sages really understood with regard to creation, im lo b'shefa eloki, if not that God really gives them of His omniscience, eino michlal maaseh bereishit, that's not really a part of the creation, of understanding creation. That our sages said, one has to hide it, one isn't allowed to divulge of that information. The only way one can attain that information is if God imparts of that information to a person. Meaning, when our sages instructed us, if you know about creation, if you understand about how God created the world, keep it a secret, don't make it known to others. They were referring to specific parts of this knowledge, and that those are the parts that one cannot attain without God giving it to him. And as we will explain in the future, the imken, and if so, chazal diburenu bezeh ki yeter hadrushim ve'et hachatuna v'chayotzeh. And if so, then what we're going to explain here, says the Ran, is just like any other speech, like speeches that people give at a wedding and other kinds of speeches. Because I'm going to explain to you concepts that are logical. And logical concepts, well, that's not what our sages meant when they said, don't discuss creation. If you understand anything in creation, you shouldn't say anything about it, because it has to be kept secret. That was a reference to the secret parts of creation, things that only God can give a person, an understanding of creation. What I'm discussing, says the Ran, that's just like any other speech. I'm going to explain to you logic, I'm going to explain about creation, but I'm going to explain things that are like any other form of information, and therefore I'm allowed to reveal it. But to understand what was at the beginning as far as creation, that needs a tremendous explanation. The Rambam says that when we discuss creation and we say that that has to be kept secret, the Rambam said that's a reference to understanding nature. V'yesh b'zeh stirot gdolot, and in truth there are great contradictions in this. Ki en b'dibureinu b'yisodot v'murkavim hanimshachim mehem davar shitchev bo ha'ester v'alama. If all we're talking about is understanding nature, understanding biology in their times, understanding the basic elements, so what's the big secret about that? Why do you have to keep it secret? If that's the whole concept that Chazal said, don't talk about creation, they meant understanding the elements, what do you need to keep it a secret for? Ve'od imuken, and furthermore, if that's so, shemaseh bereishit u'chokhmat ha'teva, if it's like the Rambam seems to say, that when we speak about maaseh bereishit, we're talking about understanding nature, then you have to tell me, what's the limit? What about nature can I reveal to the masses? And what about nature do I have to conceal from the masses? Ki en safek, because undoubtedly, shekol ma shehu beinyan ha-teva uveyuro, that undoubtedly anything that pertains to nature and understanding nature, en ro'i she'en nistav ne'elam, it's not fitting to keep it hidden. You can't tell me, don't tell people about nature. Don't tell people about the laws of nature. What do you mean? Obviously, you don't expect me to keep everything I know about science secret. Mm-hmm. Quite the contrary. People should understand nature. That can't be what our sages meant. Keep it secret. Everyone knows that medicine, agriculture, be it grazing sheep, all these different things that require a certain understanding all stem from the understanding of nature. So, v'hine in ken, if so, hayushvim b'arei ha'prozot toshim tamid ma'aseh bereishit yodim bo. Those people who live in these open cities, what are you going to say? Everyone's dealing with ma'aseh bereishit. Everyone that's studying nature according to the Rambam, the simple reading of the Rambam, They're all learning Maisa Bereishis. Can you say that? Does that make sense? You can't say that.
וגם כן לא נוכל לומר שמעשה בראשית לא תהיה חוכמת הטבע.
And you can't say that Maisa Bereishis is not part of understanding nature, is not a science.
שהרי מעשה בראשית נוסד כולו בעולם התחתון, לא בעליון.
Because when we talk about creation, well, creation is in this world. So if you're talking about creating this world, so you're talking within the confines of this world, within the laws of this world, well, then you're talking about within the laws of nature. You're talking about how God created the world within this world, meaning down here. So obviously there will be some aspect of creation that is connected to the laws of nature.
If you want to talk to me about the upper worlds, well, understanding the upper worlds, that's what's called Maaseh Merkava,
the concept of how the chariot is. Well, the chariot, we say, is a reference to God's holy chariot, the celestial beings. That's something else. You're right. When you want to talk about the upper worlds, that's Maaseh Merkava. But when you talk about Maaseh Bereshit, the works of creation, obviously you're going to talk about things that pertain to the laws of nature.
Ve'im lo yeh Maaseh Bereshit yediat tva v'inyanav.
And if Maaseh Bereshit does not refer to knowing the nature of creation and understanding creation, im lo yeh pomao, so then what is Maaseh Bereshit?
V'zeo im ken davar mechadesh mebucha v'tzrich be'ur.
So now, says the Ran, I've said that we can't take the Rambam at face value and just say, well, understanding nature is Maaseh Bereishis, don't tell anyone. Because everyone studies nature, all of science revolves around nature. So that can't be Maaseh Bereishis. On the other hand, you can't go 180 degrees from the Rambam and say, Maaseh Bereishis has nothing to do with nature, because Maaseh Bereishis discusses creation. And creation, you're talking about creating a natural world, so obviously it does pertain to the laws of nature. So in certain aspects, Maaseh Bereishis must encompass laws of nature, but it can't be all encompassing because we all study laws of nature. So how does this work, says the Ran? We're left perplexed. Now we have to understand. And now we'll begin the Ran's answer.
Batshuvah bazeh, says the Ran in the answer, ki en safek, undoubtedly, ki ma'aseh bereshit hi chokhmat hateva.
When we discuss ma'aseh bereshit, the first works, the works of creation, undoubtedly, that is a reference to science, to understanding nature.
אבל לא מאותו צעד שהתחכמו בו האנשים מצד מחקרם.
But not the way that we understand nature. When scientists analyze nature, so we're working backwards. We're taking a given, this is the world, and we're trying to figure out what are the laws that govern this world. We're starting with nothing. I know nothing. I pick up this. I let it go. It drops.
What I see.
Gravity. I deduce.
Yes.
I am working with deduction. The study of science works by the deductive method. I'm working with facts. Now I want to deduce what are the laws that govern these facts.
Because there are a lot of facts. Experiments,
yes. So we start with knowing nothing, and we evolve, we try through experimentation, through theorizing, postulating, we're going to try to deduce what are the laws that govern the world. But when we say Maaseh Bereishis is the wisdom, the understanding of nature, we mean that Maaseh Bereishis is a reference to the knowledge that is concealed, that cannot be deduced with the deductive method. And this understanding could only be attained through God's giving of His omniscience. And what is this understanding? That's where we're going to pick up next week. That the Ran is going to go into this level of understanding, which is beyond science. Meaning, undoubtedly, science is good. Science is supposed to understand. We're supposed to learn science. We're not supposed to keep it concealed. And undoubtedly, when we discuss Maaseh Bereishis, Maaseh Bereishis is going to be a reference to some form of nature, laws of nature that were involved in creation. But there are laws of nature that cannot be deduced scientifically. There are laws of nature that can only be known through God's making them known.
Method.
That is Maaseh Bereishis, and that we will continue with Bezrat Hashem next week.